Roger.
Got a wonderful Mekan story in the way you share it. We want to hear from you. Several people that have been crafting theirs that are part of the ICANN attitude course that we just keep taking it over and over. You know who you are. You know how to demute your line. And those of you who have done it before or just simply say, yeah, I'd love to share my story. Let me give you an example really quick. What I've learned several months ago from John Livesay in crafting our story, it usually works best in a conversational mode to start with a question that the person will answer yes to. Larry Hafner is the one that taught me that. He's been in sales most of his adult life in a variety of different occupations and trades. And he simply said, you know, if I can get 3 to 5 yeses right up front, getting the person nodding their head, it releases, you know, endorphins in the body, yes, rather than negative, you know, rather than no's. And a simple question that I've been using lately with a really fun response is, you know how when we're, the phrase, have you ever heard the phrase young and dumb? Well, and they usually respond yes. Very, very seldom have I heard someone say, no, I've never heard that. And then say, well, you know, for me, did you ever do something when you were younger that you look back and think, wow, that was kind of silly or that was kind of foolish? And then again, they say yes. And when they're local here in the Portland area, most people know where the Columbia River Gorge is. And then the third question I'll usually ask is, well, have you ever been hiking or cliff jumping, even jumping into a lake or a body of water or a swimming pool? And sometimes you can hit the water a little bit wrong. And there's the third yes right there. And I'll simply say, well, for me, the summer of 1991, I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall, and I really hit the water wrong. And usually at that point, they simply respond, and I can see it in their face, and they scowl or they cringe. And I'll say, what happened after that left me with the condition that I couldn't lay down on my back. I couldn't sleep on my back. Every day, it wasn't agonizing, but it just wasn't the way it was before. And being in my early 20s, I really was not excited about living the rest of my life like that. And over a year later, I was introduced by a dear friend of ours who's still a dear friend today. His name's Dennis. And he introduced us to these technologies, these products out of Japan. And now today, in my 50s, almost 30 years later, I can do things that I couldn't do back in my 20s. And do you know anybody that might have been young and dumb? You know, and did something like that to mess up their body? And then the hardest thing at that point for most of us, including myself, is to pause, take a breath, and let them respond. That's my story. That's my Nikan journey. Sometimes I mention Nikan, sometimes I don't. It all depends on the person. But I can take it a totally different way. Here's another angle of looking at it. Have you ever heard the phrase, being in the right place at the right time? Oh, yeah? Well, 30 years ago, for me, I was looking for a couple things. Number one, I had a really bad back issue from, you know, being young and dumb and jumping off a waterfall. But more importantly, I was looking for a way to generate revenue to build a base of support so I could travel overseas and mentor young people on trips. I was working with an organization and it was not a paid position. And I knew that, man, there's got to be a way that I could generate residual income, passive income, you know, much like, you know, like investing into Bitcoins or Tesla stocks. But I didn't understand all that, but I was looking. And being in the right place at the right time for me was a chance encounter with a company called Nikan. Today, almost 30 years later, that right place and right time is even sweeter because of technology, because of advancements, because of, you know, all the ways that we have to connect with people via social media and thereabouts. Have you ever thought about that? Because right now, 41% of Americans are flirting with what they call the big quit. Have you heard of that? Most have, some haven't. But again, just another angle. And I would encourage everybody, work on it several different ways. For a lot of folks, it's a healthy mind. Huge, huge epidemic in our culture today. Developing a healthy mind. So there's a couple examples for you. Who wants to share theirs?
Hey, Vance.
Good morning.
Morning. So,
You got it. Ron, you have to introduce yourself so people know you are.
This is Ron Myron Olympich in Michigan. I've been using Decan Technologies for 25 years, actually. And I've been doing this ICANN thing with Vance for 2.5 years or something like that. So I have some stories, but my elevator speech is just a 30-second little opening, hopefully to elicit a question. So if somebody's asking me, what do you do or what have you been up to? You know how most people want a fulfilling life? They want to feel better, be emotionally resilient, financially at the top of their game, and have epic family vacations throughout the year. Well, I'm the same way. So when I found a plan to turn these wants into reality, it only seemed fair to let others know. Now I look for like-minded people that want to learn the plan. And then as Vance said, I just stopped talking and listened.
Now, Ron, you hooked me. I was talking with a wise mentor friend of mine, Dr. David Robinson, last night. We got to enjoy a FaceTime. And the secret of writing or having a good best-selling book, there's four things. You have to have a hook them with the title, a look, get them to look a little deeper. Then you have the book, the content of the book, and then you have a took. Okay? Those four hooks. All right? That's the secret. And the took is, what is the takeaway? What I heard you share is several questions. You hit on several of the five pillars all at the same time, and you caused me to start thinking, oh, yeah, and you know what grabbed my attention the most?
You use
the word epic vacations. And I remember hearing years ago, I think as a kid, somebody say, we should strive to create a life that is so rewarding that we don't have to take a vacation to get away from it. Now, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I remember January of 1994, my first Humans Being More experience. I drew a picture with my left hand, and I'm living on that piece of property. I wanted it to be lush and green and always growing and evergreen, but we had two this summer, epic vacations. That I look back and people say, oh, I heard you, I saw your wife post on Facebook or Instagram. How was that trip? And I'll usually say a little bit, but I say, Ron, Renee, did you guys get to take an epic vacation this summer? Or tell me about your last epic vacation and why was it epic?
Yeah, I get that. And that's, and I have to go back a few years to be honest with you, Vance.
So thank you, Ron, for taking a leap of faith and jumping out there. I know there's several others that shared this last Thursday or two Thursdays ago, And we kind of do this, folks, by the way. And if you don't have, if you're not done one in a while, I really, and Ron would say the same thing. Take some, a few minutes and write it down and think about your story. And how does it relate to other people? Because if you're not actively building a Nikan business, it's not shameful, and I'm not going to say that, but there's so much reward in being able to just simply create conversation with people. And even if they don't ask, we can ask. And but being able to ask them a question, hey, I couldn't help but notice this, fill in the blank, or you're buying that. Have you ever thought about not buying bottled water and saving yourself probably hundreds of dollars a year? My family discovered something years ago. Would you be open to that? The leading question with a total stranger. So we've got some other people who've demuted. And at least we hear the volume. We hear the noise of something running. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to, you know, in my mind, play the game of name that sound, but it's not working. We're not playing name that tune. Who else wants to share?
Hi, Vance. It's Karen. And
go
the noise
ahead,
is
Karen.
Not, and the noise is not coming from me.
Okay, so besides, if your name's not Karen Willens, could you make sure your line is muted? And on most smartphones, there's a mute button right there on your screen. Or if you hit *6, if you already hit it, don't everybody hit it, but there we go. Go ahead, Karen. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. May I ask you a question? Do you like to be active? Well, I like to be active, and 16 years ago, I couldn't be active the way I like to be. I used to play baseball with my kids and the neighborhood kids, and I couldn't do that anymore. And so I was really looking for solutions that could help me so that I could feel better, so that I could move easier. And I found a solution that was amazing. And now I can do more than I actually did like 40 years ago. Who do you know who would like to be more active and enjoy life more, have a better quality of life?
Karen, you know what, and I said this Thursday night and I'll say it again this morning, what took me or what my takeaway from what you just shared is the word active. And then secondly, you creatively use the question, who do you know? Not do you know, you're not even looking for a yes response, but who do you know? That was is masterful in sharing your story and your journey. And if you want to get more into the details, you can, and I'm sure, and I know you do that. But something that you and I both know this person, my father, and you got the opportunity to meet him a year and a half ago, is he is masterful. And I've watched him as a kid. He did this in the sheet metal business. He did it in Shackley when my parents worked with that company for a while. But so beautifully for 29 years with Nikan. And he does it that same way. Who do you know? And 9 times out of 10, and I've been with him when he does this, the person usually responds back and says, well, me. And my dad is just, he's just not manipulative, but he's mischievous when he looks right back and says, well, I'm not talking about you. I'm looking for other people besides you. And he tries to take it away from him again. But he really creates a sense of need and sense of urgency. And you do that when you ask that question. Who do you know? Because automatically you're setting it up to allow people to see this is not so much about them, even though it is. But it's about maybe they know other people. And they most likely they do. that have never heard about Niken and have never heard about these wonderful solutions.
I'm still here. Was this a question?
No. Just I'm breaking it down the best that I can. And we've had people like Catherine Tobish and Lucretia Dodd, and you've done it for us when we get to this point in the 12-week program that help dissect it, help, you know, from a psychological perspective, almost like you're sitting, you're laying on the couch with the counselor, and the counselor or the therapist is saying, well, tell me more. And that's kind of the position we want to be in when sharing our story. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
I like to keep it simple.
And again, when it's in a conversational mode, not always, and I know I use the grocery store aisle checkout, usually that, as Marty Jeffries has taught us, usually that's to set up a follow-up, especially if it's somebody you don't know, you've never met them before. But if it's somebody you know, like, for example, yesterday I'm at the post office, and I'm talking with one of my high school classmates. And we'd already texted weeks ago about getting together with another high school classmate. And I looked right at her and I said, hey, Christy, if we can't make it happen with the three of us, how about you and Brad and my wife and I, or just me if I can't coordinate it with Stacy, how about we get together on our porch? And she looked at me and she said, Vance, I would like that very much. And again, it's just a get together. I won't have any hidden agenda, but I will ask right up front. Hey, what we talked about successful relationships. Healthy family is one of the pillars that our company has. Tell me more. And I heard her perspective, but I want to go deep right away, and which is always scary for most men. Not the word intimate, but I want to ask questions that are thought-provoking. I'm not into mindless chatter. You know, the movies Dumb and Dumber or Zoolander, they don't interest me. They just, I don't enjoy those types of things because it lowers our intelligence. I'm looking for a conversation. We don't always have to be deep, but Karen, you use the word, what was that word you used? Meaningful. Do you want to have a meaningful life? Do you want to enjoy life to the fullest? And again, I'm not against mindless entertainment every once in a while, but I don't want that to be the mainstay. I really think most people are looking for something more rewarding, more fulfilling. And that comes with enjoying humans being more.
Especially these days.
Anyone else? Can we squeeze one more in here before we wrap it up? I know several of the members of ICANN were traveling this morning or driving, they had a prior commitment. Let me give you one last example, and I'll share with you my mom's elevator speech. And mornings are not good for her anymore, else I would have asked her to be on. But she kind of says it this way. Well, after 6 years, you know, somebody asks, hey, Char, what are you doing with your life now? You know, or something like that. She'll say it this way. All of my life, I always wanted to be entrepreneurial. I always wanted to have my own business. And summer of 1986, that became a reality for me. And I'd already had several other businesses, but the restaurant industry, I've been a great cook most of my life. Many, many friends and my family has always stated that. So I ventured into the restaurant industry. The only problem was after 6 years of being on concrete every single day, except for Sunday, I had a manager that took Sunday, so I didn't have to do that. I really enjoyed it. But after 6 years of doing that, I had no idea the repercussions that would leave on my legs and especially my knees. and they just hurt. And after selling my restaurant, I thought that would go away, and it didn't. But at that transition, you know, have you ever heard the phrase, right place, right time? We happened to be in the San Antonio airport, my husband Denny and I, and we bumped into some friends of ours that we hadn't seen in a while. And my friend Ruth kicked off her shoes. I looked in there. I saw these black bumpy things. And she shared about, you know, a little bit about reflexology. And I asked her the question, do you think that would help? And I explained my 6 years of being on concrete. And Ruth looked at me and she just simply said, I don't know, they might. She didn't say emphatically, yes, they will, and it'll take care of your pain. And, you know, she never said that. She just said, I don't know, it might. And that's all I needed to know. That opened the door for the journey that our family has been on for, well, almost the last 30 years, short of 3 decades. We're approaching 29 years. And it's been a journey, a discovery. And the most rewarding part of that journey, though, is being able to share my story with people like you and just say, would you be open to that? Do you know anybody? Who do you know that's open to being in the right place at the right time? Or improving maybe some physical issues? Because it's really sad today that so many people immediately go to drugs and surgery. And that's been our quest. And it started before, and that's why I went into the restaurant industry. But it's been an amazing, absolutely amazing journey. And who do you know that would like to go on a journey? I've watched my mom use that, and she's shortened it at times. She's lengthened it at times. And I'll tell you, the reason why they continue to get a residual check from NECAN every single month, like clockwork, is because they literally, for so many years, I want to say, let's say 25 years, they just continued. Sometimes perfect strangers that are dear friends today, other times people that they knew from before. Not everybody jumped in with both feet. Some did, most didn't. But the customer-centric position that NECAN has taken today, with the promotions that we have, with introducing or revamping existing products, making them better, there's nothing else out there. I wouldn't say that it's the end-all when it comes to wellness, but I would say, and I do say constantly, if you're looking for some mainstay solutions to create a wellness environment, to bring what God put out in nature, that from around the globe, when you look at different people groups that really have the best water or the cleanest air or the best relaxation to get REM stage sleep in a way that most people, especially in the North American culture, we just don't get to experience it. Well, NECAN has been a pioneer as a research and development company. And, you know, utilizing those and putting them into your story, and I don't even like the term elevator speech anymore because it connotates a pitch or something that we're trying to, you know, sell them into something, but it's our story, coming back to that. And Saturday AM Live has been that for, well, a couple decades now, if I went back and looked. But really want to encourage you to do that because it'll change your life forever. So hopefully this has been helpful to you. And I'm hoping that all of us can take a few minutes and craft our elevator speech. So thank you to Ron, and thank you to Karen for being so bold and being willing to share.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.